Red Eye is a program of alternative politics and culture which broadcasts live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM and around the world at cooperadio.org. I'm Jane Williams. Workers of the world, relax. That's the slogan that calls out from the homepage of the Work Less Party. The Work Less Party says it's time to work less and have more time for other more important activities. The party is running 10 candidates in the provincial election in May, and we've invited one of them, Nikki Westman, to tell us more about the party, its philosophy, and how it got involved in the provincial election. Nikki Westman is running for the Work Less Party in Mount Pleasant, and she joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Now, most people in North America believe that we need to work longer and harder, or at least we are working longer and harder. Why do you think it's important for people to work less?
Well, we are sacrificing our health and the environment in order to consume more goods that we don't really need.
Right, so the working harder is not getting us any further ahead?
No, it's definitely not. In fact, it's probably taking us back.
What was your interest in getting involved with this party? Do you have a personal kind of connection with that scenario?
Yeah, well, I was working 5 days a week at my job, and although I really love my job, I just found that 5 out of 7 days was just too much to spend focusing on one particular skill in my life. I have diverse skills. In my job, I work as a bookkeeper, but I don't want to be known as a number cruncher only. I'm a creative person. I like to sew my own clothes and make jewelry and put on dance performances. I work less party events. So I just asked my employer. I negotiated a 4-day work week with them, and it took about a year to get it, but I did successfully get it, and now I can't go back to a 5-day work week.
Now many people would say, you know, oh yeah, that sounds fine. I'd like to work fewer hours a week. I'd like to work fewer days, but I just can't economically afford it.
Right. This is one of the main issues that gets raised all the time with the Work Less Party, and we are very sympathetic to those issues, and we can't just ask people to consume less because sometimes people require the necessities in life. But we can look at our consumption patterns and ask ourselves if we really need that extra new gadget or something. And then the Work Less Party is also suggesting that certain payroll tax legislation rules be changed so that employers are encouraged to hire extra staff when needed, and to also discourage them from making their current staff work overtime.
So you're suggesting something that would make it, I guess right now it's beneficial for employers to have fewer staff, just in terms of the deductions they're making. So you're thinking some kind of changes to make that less desirable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, specifically like the employment insurance and Canadian pension plan rules require that once an employee earns about $40,000, after that they no longer have to pay CPP. The employer and the employee no longer has to pay deductions towards CPP and EI. So this just encourages employers to work those employees longer hours and to not hire any more staff to cover those hours.
So apart from changes to payroll, what other kind of changes would you like to see come in? I mean, I know you're not going to get elected, I have to say, to government, but yeah. Were you to be elected to government, what kind of changes would you bring in?
Another change we could bring in would be an overtime tax, so that people who work more than 32 hours a week would be, the employers would be charged an overtime tax through payroll deduction. And also we would be able to raise the minimum wage because of certain changes we'd make to EI rules. We would not require that employers pay 1.4 times the rate of EI. These are all specific payroll tax rules. And yeah, so that this would allow for more funds within an organization to pay their employees better working wages. And also another point that the Work Less Party would like to emphasize is that with shorter work weeks, and spreading out the workload, we're going to be reducing the unemployment rate. And when we see a reduction in unemployment, this gives greater bargaining power to workers to demand higher wages and better working conditions because they are seen as more valuable by their employers and less disposable because there's less employees out there to be hired.
Is there a health agenda also in your approach to working?
Yes, there is definitely. If we reduce our working hours, we will be able to balance our lives, focus more on good nutrition and just relaxing, spiritual growth, spending time with family and friends and community. And this all contributes towards better health. I mean, it's improved my health so much and my sanity. Just working a shorter work week.
Now, the Work Less Party also puts itself forward as an environmental choice. How is working less good for the environment?
Well, by working less, we'll have a little bit less disposable income, so we'll consider our purchases more. We'll consider walking or biking instead of taking our cars.
We're just working less, too, so we're not going to work as often.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, we can telecommute from home. This is more possible. And also, we'll have time to, for example, start a community garden, grow our own food, and save money that way. And just time to spend quality time with our families and not worry about, you know, buying easy takeout processed food.
It's so true, you know, because I've noticed that when I'm working particularly hard, then I eat out more and I, I eat less well.
Yep.
And obviously not buying organic and spending more money. And there's a real strong connection there.
And also we've seen that because people are working so hard, they tend to not have a lot of energy left over at the end of the day. So they'll have a tendency to go home and just flop in on the couch in front of the TV and just vegetate rather than, you know, creating their own forms of entertainment or reading a book or something, stimulating their minds because they're so exhausted from working so hard.
And I've read that there's quite a strong correlation between how much TV you watch and how much you consume.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, TV is, it's pervasive in its message to consumers that you need more products and this product will make your life fulfilling. Buy more.
Now, how would you compare your party's agenda on work and on consumption and the environment to other parties running candidates in the provincial election? Let's look first of all at the Greens, because that might be the one that you would seem closest to.
Right. Well, the Greens really appeal to environmentalists in BC. And the Work Less Party, I think we have the potential to appeal to a lot more voters because issues of overwork or underwork affect everybody in society. And by this, we can sort of bring them into our way of thinking and tell them, you know, why are you working so much and do you really need to consume as much? So it's sort of a way of going about bringing environmental issues to the forefront of people that wouldn't normally think about these issues.
How about the NDP? I mean, the NDP has a strong tradition of speaking to people who are working,
right,
working people involved in the labor movement. And the labor movement was certainly behind a reduction in the work week. I mean, that was one of the very important achievements of the labor movement. So, so how are you going to appeal to people who say, no, that's where my vote's going to go?
Well, I think the NDP has done so much good work and with unions especially, but there are some people out there who are a bit discouraged by the union movement, and so we might be able to appeal to those people who see an alternative in the Work Less Party by our, you know, focus on payroll tax legislation rather than union support.
And what do you see as your main contrast with the Liberal Party, the ruling Liberal Party?
Well, the Liberals aren't really talking about these issues at all, so, I mean, their strategy is to provide more jobs through industries that are not necessarily conservation-based. They're not necessarily good for the environment. I mean, it's basically cut down as many trees as possible, and they're not even thinking about providing alternative solutions to our primary industries, like focusing on value-added products in our forest industry, like creating furniture out of the trees rather than just shipping raw logs out. So I think the Liberals need to do a little bit of thinking on those issues.
Now, I guess the question always comes up when you have a party such as yours, which has a progressive agenda, and then there are other parties with progressive agendas. Why did you decide to form your own party and run your own candidates in opposition to them rather than working within the existing parties?
Yeah, we feel that our issues of environmentalism and consumption can be addressed through issues of overwork and unemployment. So we just wanted to make sure that the emphasis was placed on these. And we're not necessarily out there to get elected. In fact, we don't really want to get elected because that would make us work more.
I was going to ask you about how serious you were about getting elected. So you don't want one of those jobs.
Oh, I like my job right now. I don't want to work more. I don't want to be sitting in the legislature. Yeah.
Okay, so you just want to be out there at the all candidates meetings and raising
right.
the issues.
We just want other parties and employers and workers to be discussing these issues more in depth.
I guess another big question for movements like yours and all the very small alternatives that there are is how do you preach beyond the choir, the people who are already converted? While you're
right.
definitely occupying the moral high ground here,
yep.
can you make an impact beyond just being a fringe party with fringe concerns?
I think we definitely can. I mean, our message is work less. And who out there doesn't want to work less? I mean, some people really enjoy their jobs, so they don't mind working 50-hour work weeks. But I think the majority of people, polls have been taken in Canada, and many people would prefer to work less and have more time to spend with their families and things that matter to them.
So you're expecting to have a real receptive audience there when you go out? And
yeah. Okay. I think I've managed to get a lot of people interested that aren't necessarily the left-wing type thinkers.
Okay. Now, if people are interested in these ideas, how can they find more out about the policies and politics of working less?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.worklessparty.org, and we're going to be revamping the website very soon, so keep checking it. I'm going to be writing a very specific policy platform very soon.
Okay, but don't work too hard on it.
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks,
Nikki.
Very much, Jane.
I've been speaking with Nikki Westman. She's a candidate for the Work Less Party in Mount Pleasant. The party website, as Nikki mentioned, is worklessparty.org. You've been listening to Red Eye, a program produced by an alternative media collective in Vancouver, Canada. Red Eye broadcasts live every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and can be heard around the world at cooperadio.org.